This song goes out to aspiring gospel artists everywhere. But because the Williams Singers is a quartet group, we want to send out a special dedication to our fellow quartet laborers. And in doing so, we pay tribute to those who paved the way for us. Listen.
There's a few things that I won't try to explain. Maybe it'll help you along while you're doing this singing thing. Listen, there's a whole lot of singers trying to be like Tommy Ellison saying,
I've got that Holy Ghost.
Wake up and the sun is shining on me, it's a brand new day.
Feels like something good's gonna come our way.
Reminisce on God's blessing, confessing how I'm so amazed.
I've got a heart full of joy that I can't contain.
I'm filled with hope today. What more can I say? I wanna celebrate and lift my hands and give praise.
I wanna be transformed, yeah, by the renewing of my mind. I wanna be transformed, yeah, to be a holy and living sacrifice. Lord, I wanna be transformed so I can learn to know God's will. I wanna be transformed. Oh,
But I'm thinking of so many of my friends that's gone on. I want Greg to come around. I feel something. Greg, come around and just sing a verse. Hallelujah.
Last night I couldn't sleep.
He said, I had to get up and read my Bible all night and talk to God. But that lets you know one thing, that God won't let nothing slip upon his people. Can I get a witness? 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 The next morning, Frank went to the airport, getting ready to go back to Jackson. But it's a strange thing to me. When he got to the airport, there was a train waiting for him there. He looked at the airplane. He looked at the train. He said, if I take the plane, well, I got to go back to Jackson. And I'll see trouble there. But you know what he did? He stepped on that train. He went on to live with God. Can I get a witness?
Joy I have tell you something. You know, there are many things in this life that we have that people can take from us. The robber can break in our home, can snatch our pocketbooks. The man can come and repossess your house, repossess your automobile. But I'm glad tonight that we've got something on the inside that man can't take from us. But Jesus paid it the price, went out on Calvary and paid the debt. And this is what he left back here. The Holy Ghost that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Nobody but
looking back over my life. So many heartaches, pain and strife. There were days I thought I couldn't make it, but I realized with you, Jesus, I could take it. Lost my job, my car, and my home. But Jesus, you didn't leave me alone. Even though I could see you, Jesus, I could feel you, because I knew you were there. Sometimes I didn't have money to pay all my bills. Couldn't even tell nobody. Oh, because I was so ashamed. You dried every one of my tears, took away all my
the Lincoln Park Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
Walnut Terrace and found himself at Gifford College, where he played football as a tight end. He left Gifford College, came back home, and served with the Wake County Sheriff's Department for a number of years. And after that assignment was over, he went back to Greensboro to become a city police officer, where he retired after winning such prestigious awards as Policeman of the Year and becoming a sergeant of the downtown patrol. He sojourned all the way to Kentucky, Louisville, to get his master's in criminal justice. After retiring from the Greensboro Police Department, God saw fit to put him in probation and parole, where he was awarded a governor's award for service for the rescuing of an elderly woman in his service as a probation parole officer. So he got tired of working every day, and he retired, and now he works part-time. But one thing he is he's a man after God's own heart. He loves to serve. His famous saying, that I can serve God anywhere. And I'm blessed to call him my uncle. I know some of y'all ain't related. Y'all call him Uncle Too, and I'm not jealous. Just know y'all can't replace me. But he is a wonderful son of the late, great Floyd Naomi Hunter, which that other national holiday is coming up in a couple of days. I don't think I'm going to work that day either. He is the brother of three other siblings. He is the father of two great cousins of mine, the husband of my great aunt, Teresa, and he is our friend, and he is everybody's uncle. I present to you after the next video presentation, our very own Deacon Stephen L. Hunter. Hear him for his grace and his ability. Amen.
I know a great Savior.
I'd like to say a very short prayer before. Father, we come before you today as humble as we know how. Father, we come not seeking anything special, but Father, we just ask you to be you, and we know all things which you are great. Father, we ask that there's something said, heard, or done in this service that will bring us all close to you. These things and all things, pray in the precious name. Amen. When Mother McCoy mentioned business meeting back years ago, I come from straight from work here to a business. And when the business meeting was over, Mother Burrell told me to stop. She said, Deacon Hunter, come into church. I want you to have on a tie. And I just, so I came straight from work here and I didn't have time. So the next time I came to a business meeting, I was in the back in the bathroom changing shirt and putting on a tie. I think Deacon Hodge came back there. I said, Deacon Hodge, tell Bishop that I'll be out there as soon as I get this tie on. So after that meeting, Bishop comes. He said, Deacon Hunter, I know you come from a long way. You don't have to work. Mother Burrell told me. She wanted me to wear a tie anytime I came into the church. And of course, his response, I didn't expect it was, I'm the pastor. Mother Burrell ain't the pastor. I said, but Bishop, she didn't tell you. She told me. I said, and rather than have Miss Mother Burrell think I was disobedient, or I ran and told you something, I'm just going to wear a tie when I come to Lake Park. He looked at me, he said, and that came back to my memory because I got the mass telephone thing that you do from Demetrius last night, and it said it was casual. I thought, did I wear jeans? No, nah, Mother Rail told me to wear a tie. That's where I am right now. Now, I don't want to try your patience too long. I hope I'm brief enough. Elder Hunter said that he wanted me to speak on the topic of achieving goals through a Christian perspective. And I had eye surgery. I need these to read. When I look out here through these, everybody's blurry, so I may be picking up. But I want to live for your hearing two passages of scripture. The first coming from Matthew 28. Beginning at verse 19. And Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he said, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end. A goal, an assignment. The second scripture also comes from Matthew, chapter 10, beginning at verse 16. It says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves. If I had to choose a subject to speak on today, that subject would be, you have entered wolf country. I think it's important to note that in all your endeavors, you should include God and be determined to take God with you wherever you go. But in saying that, it's important to know also that if your wants and your desires align with God's purpose, you're going to have naysayers. You're going to have doubt. You're going to have people that's trying to slow you down. Those are the wolves in your life. I'm reminded of a TV. Now, not a lot, but some of you out here too young to remember. Some of us in here are old enough to remember. There was a TV show that came on back in the 80s, I believe, called Grizzly Adams. And Grizzly Adams was a mountain man. He was known for his ability to survive in the harshest conditions. He was known for his ability to attract both animals and humans. Good at what he did. In this particular episode, there was a young girl who was seeking to find her father. The father had gone to a faraway place to take care of some business. Family needed him back home. And in her effort to find him, she knew she had to take a shortcut. So she was asking everybody around town to help take this shortcut so she could get her father back home. And everybody she asked told her, you can't go. That's a wolf country. You go to another place. You can't go through. That's a wolf country. We as Christians don't have that option. You're going to do the will of God, you can expect to go through some. But one thing they also told her was, you need to talk to Grizzly Adams, because they knew he was good at what he did. If anybody could get her through wolf country, it would be him. So she finally got up with Grizzly Adams, and he told her too. That's wolf country. But he knew he couldn't get let her go alone. And they made the trek. And there's one thing, well, from that, the first lesson I like to bring you to is when you're traveling through wolf country, you need to seek wise counsel. Proverbs 15 and 22 tells us, without wise counsel, plan is safe. Proverbs 19 and 20 instructs to hear wise counsel and receive instruction. Now, I want to make a distinction for you right here. Everybody hears, but when you receive instruction, that means you have. Listen, there is a difference. People hear to respond. People listen to learn. The Bible says that when you receive wise counsel, receive wise counsel that thou mayest be wise in the end. You see, there's not a person in this sanctuary, not one, whose life couldn't have been made somewhat easier at some point, who went through some things they didn't have to go through on because they wouldn't take wise counsel. That's all of us in here. We should have listened more to our parents, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, and even some of our friends. But that's the thing that we were born with, that ego gets in the way a bunch of times. We hear, but we don't listen. And you have to listen. Now, some of us have reached a station in life where we don't have to listen. We think we don't have to listen. But I want to tell you that you need to listen, even to the dull and the ignorant. Because even if you don't listen to what they say to do, you know not to do it after listening to them. And you reach a station in life that you're in charge. I've been there myself. But still, I had to listen. Demetrius mentioned that my last assignment with the Greensboro Police Department, I had a squad downtown. That's an assignment nobody else wanted. But they let me pick the people I wanted to work with. And the one thing I did, I think that made the difference, I listened to them. At no point did I let them think their ideas didn't matter and that their opinions were not valid. You have to listen to everybody. You don't have to do it, but you need to listen because there's a learning situation in every conversation, especially if you got God involved. Especially if you got God involved. Now, the young lady knew she couldn't do it alone, so she got help. And in reality, none of us gonna go to heaven. God instructed us what to do. Jesus told them what to do, because he wants us to bring people with us. But we need to listen to God. My next subject I'd like to point out to you is, don't be in a hurry. Think long and hard about what you're about to do. When your wants and your desires line up with God. Philippians 4:6 says in part, be anxious about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Some of that was taught this morning in Sunday. And the reason I say this is, you can make a million and one good decisions, but if you make one bad one, it can ruin your life. And the funny thing about it is, people won't remember the million decisions you made that were good. They're going to remember the decisions you made that was bad. I was watching TV the other day on a podcast called Pivot. And on that podcast, they were interviewing Michael Pitt. Most of us know who Michael Pitt is. He was $100 million contract he signed with Atlanta Falcons. And he ended up going to prison. Dog. The highest paid quarterback in the NFL. One of the most popular players in it. You know, the world was his oyster. He had everything. One bad decision ruined it all. One bad decision. And you have to remember, this is what I remember what Michael Vick said. He told the guys that were interviewing him, he said, I didn't learn about good decision making or setting goals until I went to prison. One of my favorite sayings is, you have to learn from other people's mistakes, or you'll never live long enough to learn from all of yours. And that's what Michael Vick told them, and it was profound when he said it. Here was a man who was All-American, and everything, a millionaire many times over, but he did not learn how to make decisions or set goals after you went to prison. So you got to know that some of the things you think are goals don't align with what God got planned. So you have to reevaluate. Does my goals in life align with what God wants me to? And he said that was the biggest thing he learned in prison. He had to align himself with God. And he was given like a 4-year sentence that he only spent 2. But we shouldn't get to the point where we have to go to prison for 2 years before we learn that God has other plans. Like I said, I don't plan to be on very long before you. But March Madness has just passed. And March Madness, as most of us know, is NCAA basketball. It is probably the most popular sport. Everybody, if they can't be there, everybody has a favorite. Everybody has predictions about who's going to win and who's going to lose. People are sitting on the edge of their seat like their life depends on it. I didn't watch it. My wife would sit down on the couch in the living room and say, you going to watch it with me? I said, no, I'm going to bed. I watched the highlights later on.
but I didn't watch a single game. And not that I had any special purpose in mind for not watching it, but for some reason this year I just wasn't interested. But while she was watching the basketball game, I was upstairs watching Nature cooking shit. She come up there doing a timeout or halftime, and she said, "What you watching today, wolves or hyenas? What you watching, bears or tigers?" I tell her what I was watching. She going back downstairs to watch the game, and I said, "Watch the tape." But I learned something about the behavior of animals. I learned something about, which brings me to my third and final point. Is when you're in wolf country, and believe me, you're in wolf country, you're doing what God asked you. When you're in wolf country, you have to look ahead. Philippians 3 and 13 says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching to those things which are ahead. And the reason I say you have to look ahead is we all make mistakes. And if you dwell on those mistakes, you can never move. You can never move. You have to look ahead. You cannot obsess about the past because there's nothing you can do about the past. It's gone. If it's something you did that was wrong, you ask God to forgive you. If somebody did something wrong to you, you ask God to forgive them. You have to look ahead when you're in wolf. And then watching those shows, I realized one of my favorite techniques, wolf, is for one wolf to get behind you to draw your attention. And while that wolf is behind you, the others are going around the side trying to get in front of you. So when the time is right, they can encircle you, and you're trapped and you can't go nowhere. That's why you have to keep moving forward. As long as you're looking back at that lone wolf, you're giving everybody else a chance to come around. Look ahead. Don't dwell in the past. You know? You got to believe that God can heal all wounds. God can heal all hurt. Let that hurt in the past be in the past. Keep moving forward. Your journey forward should not be influenced by what you've already left behind or you left it behind. And in closing, I'm going to tell you, biggest mistake we make as Christians, not realize the wolves rarely travel alone. They rarely travel alone. There's a jealous wolf out there, and there's an envious wolf out there. They usually hang together. And some people say, what's the difference? You see, the jealous wolf, well, let me start, the envious wolf wants what you got. The jealous wolf don't care what you got. He just don't want you to have it. That's right. Then there's the lion wolf. We recognize them, but you have to recognize them for what they are. A lion wolf. A lion wolf usually has a partner too. They had a gossip. Somebody that always wants to sow discord among the brethren. Somebody that always wants to keep something going. You have to recognize these wolves if you're going to be in line with what God wants you to do. Then there's the dissenting. You ever ran into the person, no matter what you had to say, they never were going to agree with it. You could go outside on a day like today and say, it's a beautiful day today. It's going to rain in a few minutes. So no matter what you do, no matter what you say, there's no pleasing this. There's no pleasing this. But that dissenting wolf walks hand in hand with that cheating wolf. That cheating wolf. The one that always wants to take the choice. Some things you can't abbreviate. Some things you can't abbreviate. Because you got to know that, well, I guess the songwriter said it best. Your blessings sometimes are on the other way, is on the other side of through. Sometimes to reach your goals, to reach your blessings, you're going to have to go through some things. There are no shortcuts. You can't let anybody tell you that there is a shortcut. You have to be diligent, that cheating wolf. They'll take you off the path that God has, trying to show you there's a better way something. There's only one way, and it's Christ Jesus. And in closing, I'm going to tell you about this last. This last wolf, wolf that has any other stuff I've already mentioned. Last wolf, dressed in sheep clothes. We have them. You need to recognize them. All skin folk ain't kin folk. We got some rules in our family, and we know it. We might not want to admit it, but we do. You got some people here today that will tell you they're your friends. They're not. They're not. They're not. But you need to recognize them for what they are. And I'm not telling you that you should beat them up or fuss them out of them. Bring them to God. Bring them to God. Let them see the true and living God. They're wolves and they dress in sheep clothing so they can be around you. But their purpose of being around you is not to help you, not even to celebrate with you. It's to see what you know so they can destroy you. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I think Jesus, when he was talking to the disciples, he said, they will scourge you in their synagogue. For his name's sake. So they're here. Recognize them. So in closing, I tell you, stay with God. He will lead you through wolf country. And don't worry about it. Seek wise counsel. You know, and seeking wise counsel, I repeat, the person doesn't have to be older than you. They don't have to be in a position above you. But everybody has something to say, and you shouldn't dismiss it. Because instead of hearing to respond, listen to learn. Because God has given all of us a measure of discernment. We should know when we're listening to false doctrine. We should know when somebody is telling you something that is against the will of God. Wolf country is still God's country because he owns it all and you can make it through it. Thank you.
I always say, first, let's give God a hand. If it were not for him waking us up this morning, if it were not for him, not any of us would be here today, as well as our speaker. So now let's give the speaker a hand for bringing us what God gave him today about you entering into wolf country. And one thing that I can say, I can't say for you, but I've been one that learned to be in wolf country since I was a little boy. Why? Because I had a daddy that was in wolf country. And because I was with him all of those years, at home, in the church, outside of the church, any and wherever you go, even on the job, you watch, you observe, and you learn. And we heard something today that can help all of us in this walk of life. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes here or there, but I always say we are imperfect people that have a perfect Savior. And thanks be to God for his grace and mercy that has given us an opportunity to come into his tabernacle and hear some words of wisdom that can help us as we sojourn towards that city that we call New Jerusalem. As he spoke, I thought about conferences that we used to have up in Charlotte. And one of our things was focused on division. And another one that came afterwards that was moved toward the vision. And there's a vision that Lincoln Park has, and it was instilled in me. Deacon Horton can tell you some about that vision, because many times he pulled us aside and told us and ingrained in us about that vision. And let me tell you something, that vision is still alive and well in Lincoln Park. We are moving towards it. Give yourselves a hand. In spite of the pandemic, in spite of all the things that happened, some churches have stopped, and I said some have had to join forces together, and it really has taken a toll all kinds of ways, spiritually, financially, whatever. But if God be for you, is more than the whole world against you, and he won't put more on you than you're able to bear. I ask everyone to stand. Should there be one that wants to unite? With God's Son, Jesus Christ, the one that came, that offered salvation, deliverance from sin. The wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life. As our speaker so diligently told us, that don't expect it to be easy. Don't expect it to be peaches and cream. Jesus said himself that he would even weep sinners as lambs among wolves. All those types of wolves that he named, and even some that are probably undercover wolves, there's a variety of them. He named a lot of the main ones, but I just thought there's some undercover ones too. But one thing about connecting with Christ, and when you follow things from a Christian perspective, which meaning you use God's word as your authority and how you learn to live and go, and as you mature, then you become stronger and stronger. But we need Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior in life. Because one thing about a lamb, and then as a lamb even grows, the one thing about a sheep don't fight. Sheep don't fight. That's not their nature. Wolves do. They growl. They foam at the mouth. They are vicious. They can pretend. They can work together. But sheep don't fight. Why do they not fight? Why we don't fight? Well, I can say why I don't fight, because I don't expect everybody to be mature spiritually as I may be, because I'm in the position of the pastor, and God is not going to put a child or a lamb to do something that a mature Christian would have to do, and that takes some growth. That's why oftentimes he said, ye which are spiritual minded, you're the one that has the ability to restore and look out for people that other people don't like or would help. But sheep don't fight. We don't fight. We don't have to fight, because we have a good shepherd. And as long as you can depend on Jesus, the good shepherd, you don't have to try to get even. Somebody can take something from you. It can cost $100. It can cost $1,000. Don't fight. God owned the cattle over 1,000 hills. The wolf may take from you on this side. You don't fight. God got a bigger blessing for you on the other side. But you'll never see that blessing if you take matters in your own hand and act like a wolf. That's what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to, even though we're saved, we still live in the flesh. And we're still carnally minded. And when we are in that old self-carnal mind, we're going to do the thing the way we would do, or the way we were brought up to do, or the way our family would do, or this or that. Don't mess with the Joneses. I'm from Texas. No. But when you become a child of God, we are looked upon as being sheep. We don't fight, because we have a good shepherd. Is there one today that says, I want to have that good shepherd? Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. He said, I shall repay. He said he will walk right by our side. He would take us, take care of us, never leave us nor forsake us. Is there one today? There be one that desire to join the Lincoln Park Holiness Church. Unite. Come as a candidate for baptism. Christian experience. Watch care. Full membership. There be one. We ask you to come. If not, at this time we're going to have prayer. I'm asking Speaker Harvey Horton to come and lead us in prayer. How many of you standing in the need of prayer? That should be every hand. How many of you, as the speaker said, have some goals that you want to reach?
Father, I stretch my hand to thee.
Yes, Lord.
No other help that I know. Thou but draw thy.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, #, Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything. I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord of all my problems, but it was already done. He came.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Jordan, LeBron James, and Kobe Bryant are just a few names. Of all the great ones they call the best, but there's just one name they haven't named yet. When the clock is down and the ball's in his hand, he's always the winning man. So even though you have your starting line, let me tell you who's the greatest of all time. He's
on the wall.
Whoa. Some say Michael Jackson is the greatest name. And if you need someone to win the fight, many say Ali is the greatest guy. But there's one name that tops them all, from the stage to the ring, he's the one to call. Michael is king of pop. My God is king of kings. Ali is a great fighter, but my God is the Lord of the rings. Just listen. Oh, he hears.
He's the greatest. calm the raging sea, heal the broken hearted, cause the blind to see. He died upon the cross, third day he did rise, power in his hand, he's the greatest of all time. Come on, bless him right there. He's the greatest.
Oh, and every knee shall bow.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Hallelujah.
You feel like giving up now. Your spot is tough now. But how can you learn if you don't fall? How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me while they pressing me and they testing me. They keep stressing me because they never heard a preacher flow. Show, go, no. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a
let me know that God's got something better in store for you. Come on, boy.
God has shown
many great things.
Can't you see
many great
I believe.
got no more. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here who knows he's got something right there. Demma said you weren't gonna get the great thing. But I hear God say,
your favorite gospel station.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on. traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
Oh, with real Christian.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
baby.
Crucified, crucified, crucified.
blaspheming against thee. Tell everybody he's the king of the Jews. And they tell me, they took him to a man named Pilate, stood there while Pilate asked him, are you guilty? Are you guilty? Are you guilty? But he never said one word. Pilate told him, you're standing here, won't talk to me. I got the power. I can crucify it, or I can let you go. Then Jesus told him, only power that you have is what my Father give you. Come on high. Then Pilate took him back to the people. Said, bring me some water. I want to wash my hands. I don't want to be guilty killing this man. And then the crowd took him, whipped him all night. Early that morning, put a cross on his shoulder. Started him out to a place called Calvary. Tell me, after a while, he went down on his knees. Somebody looked, asked the question, must Jesus bear that cross alone? All of this world go free. Down the cross for everyone. I know that one somewhere for me. And then he got up, went on up the hill, kept on walking for you. He kept on walking, and for me, he kept right on walking. After a while, when it got real quiet, way back in Jerusalem, they could still hear power saying that same thing, telling everybody, I can't find no fault in it. I can't find no fault in it. Anybody here tonight can say that same thing. I can't find no fault in it. Have you ever brought you through? Have you been good to you? Anybody here tonight, can you tell somebody?
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it, look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits,
you name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits,
you name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, beans, greens, beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, 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 beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, chicken, chicken. You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, pork, pork. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rabbit. You made it! Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, wolf, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, wolf, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rabbit. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes, beans, 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 beans. Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey. You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
Clap those hands, here we go. One, two, three, here we go, come on. I can hear you, come on. let you know how much I appreciate all you've done. Things were going crazy and my life was in disarray. And just when I was ready to throw in the towel, Lord, you were there all the time, every time. So I want to tell you thank you, because you kept my family.
You kept my
friends.
You kept my
friends. You kept my mind.
Yeah. You're tuned into the Stella Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat. The in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ, hit me with another track. On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Y'all come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can. As I travel from place to place, many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about, I came as a friend that I never had. Oh, I need you to hold my hand. Right now. Oh, Lord, I need hold my hand. I wanna sing one more verse right here.
hinder me. Right on, King Jesus, Lord. No man can hinder me. Right on, King Jesus, Lord. No man can hinder me. For he is King of Kings. He's Lord, Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ, the first and the last. No man can work like him. You know he's King of Kings. He's my Lord, he's my all. Jesus Christ, the first and the last. No man can work like him.
Right on.
Lord of the Lord, I love him because he loved me. He died on a Calvary. I keep the Sabbath because he made it for me. He called me out of the world because...
Down to my rescue, you can set me was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenals of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, "Oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about?" And he raised his hand and said three words, "Peace, be still." The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice, the winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, "We're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more." Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, "Reverend Roberts, what did they say?" This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What?
"Master, the tempest is raging. Oh, the pillars are tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is on shadow, oh, with blackness. Oh, no. No shelter. Oh, hey. Ooh, good night."
Well, honey, listen.
That dark that we perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, when it seems like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh, yes, Lord.
Somebody know what they said.
A grave. Oh, great. Oh, great. Oh, oh, indeed. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord Jesus.
The wrath
talking about. That passes all understanding, peace.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25. Or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Look at them tears, look at them eyes, you don't even know, you don't have to cry, it's already handled, like Olivia Pope, you've been hurt inside so many times, time to let it all go, just cut away, help us on the way, wait until the morning comes, brand new day, seems impossible, watch what I say, promise he's gonna wipe every tear away. Just don't understand, I can still feel you around. Mama, why'd you leave? Why you had to go? Felt like I wanted to die, but the devil's a lie. Thought I'd never recover, but look at me now. Every day gets better, I know she's smiling down. And I don't have to cry anymore.
Yeah.
gonna be soon. Are you ready?
unshakable. Hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things.
Everybody say